Stop thinking about it. Get up and wake to achieve, and you're going to get a lot more done.
Hello, construction industry professionals. You're listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed for contractors and architects to help grow your business. Here are your hosts, Devin and Kevin.
All right, Kevin, I love this show. Every year we do our recap because we want to learn from the previous and learn to go forward. And we make all of our shows global and timeless, but I think it's really fun to constantly be able to recap and go back and talk about what worked and what didn't work, because we're always pushing to do the next thing. But sometimes you got to go back and look at your existing customers and those type of things. And this time of year, Mountain View, my business has been in such a growth phase. But now we're looking back and putting it all back together. And what I'm going to be talking about today is how to develop a full life perspective, which is a presentation that I put together. And I'm going to go in and dive into that. But first, Kevin, I kind of want to talk through, before we dive into the official presentation, is to say, what do you think we did best for the Art of Construction and for yourself in 2016, and what can we learn from? And go back and talk about shows like Greg, where he's come in and challenged us, and talk about a couple things. For instance, I'm going to talk about what I'm changing my title to. Tell me about some things you're doing with Mountain View on our fifth 2017 big launch adventure.
Well, I think one of the common themes that we always talk about within our shows is the whole idea of having a plan, sticking to it, having systems, procedures, and that kind of thing. And so the common thread with that is as we look at our business and sales and everything that we're trying to accomplish, we're taking a look at some of the key things like how we describe ourselves. So as an example, just one of the simple things that we're going to be doing next year is our sales consultants are now going to be referred to differently. And the reason we're doing that is because, as Greg, you and I have discussed, is we want to be able to communicate in a better way, what we believe that we provide to our key customers, which again are high-end architects, builders, and project designers. So the whole idea of the language, we're going to be referring to our salespeople as trusted advisors. And the reason for that, again, is that you are what you say you are many times. And so we want to communicate that in a more effective manner and be able to stay away from the negative connotation that sometimes is perceived by that, that kind of like the 1970s WKRP show with Herb Tarlick in the loud suit and acting like a crazy maniac. That's not what we're doing. And so we don't want to be thought of or referred to in any way, shape, or form as that used car salesperson. I mean, we are really working hard to make sure that we're providing expertise to help our ideal customers have a successful window and door package, which on the surface may sound easy, but as projects are being designed in a highly technical manner, it's not simple stuff. These are not basic openings. These are complicated systems that we have the expertise to be able to handle, both in terms of the initial sales side as well as the installation and logistics side. So we want to refer outwardly the way we understand how we operate internally.
You are who we say we are, but if there's things you want to tweak, I can tell you the best way to do that is to write them down. And I'm going to give you some tools in the full life perspective. So this show is a little bit different. When we dive into the fireside chat, Devin's the instructor, and Kevin's going to be kind of that transition point to help paint the picture on some slides that I've done as a PowerPoint. But he's also kind of the audience that's going to be listening as you, the Art of Construction tribe, to kind of challenge back and have some dialogue along the way of what I've developed as the full life perspective. Kevin, are you excited to dive in and have a chat?
Absolutely. Here we go and have some fun.
All right. I'm Devin Tilley, and I'm going to talk to you today about developing a full life perspective and give you some insight along the way for the people that listen on a regular basis. For example, we're big on talking about who you are. And as Greg Hernandez, on the previous show, he's helped us really understand and converse about that. So as the first of the year, I'm going to be changing my title from the president owner of Mountain View Window and Door to Devin Tilley, the information entrepreneur for the construction industry. And the whole point of that is that I'm really the 30,000 foot view guy that is the host of the Art of Construction, MVTV videos. We're going to be launching the Art of Construction television and a whole new branding platform. But most importantly, people know why I'm doing what I'm doing from the Mountain View family inside and outside as an information entrepreneur. I happen to give back, and my focus is Mountain View Window and Door, where I sell windows, doors, and hardware. So Devin Tilley, the information entrepreneur. So let's tee it up here and give the lay of the land, Kevin. As first, I'm going to be, when I talk about this presentation, I'm going to be having the slides up here that you're seeing that will translate certain ones to the show notes that you can help me read. But part one is, how do you develop a full life perspective? And then, as this is an audio podcast, the beauty is you can pause and rewind and listen back as much as you want. But in the actual presentation, we have part one, then we have a quick break, and then part two is a workshop on how to develop a time relationship chart and examples to take to the business bank of success. But you, Tribe, as a call to action, I am not going to be putting the time relationship chart on the show notes or certain details. My call to action is you to reach back out to me, because we're working on webinars and a whole platform for the Art of Construction to grow this thing and make this be a profit center and make this work for everybody. So I challenge you to reach out to me along the way. I want to start off by telling a good old story of the good old USA. Kevin, was this last season, whatever side you were on, the politics was a little bit kind of uneasy, and I was just frustrated about the whole thing as a small business owner. And at the end of the day, I say you control what you can control, but it was jaded. It was hard to understand all of that. So do you think I should start off by kind of painting the picture of what this is all about, of telling a story about that?
Yeah, I think this is a great story, so...
Early September of this year, September 2016, I'm pulling up on a bus with Anderson Windows, and I'm pulling in, and I had the luxury to be with the executives and the top dealers of Anderson Windows, and this was on the Saturday-Sunday round, 6:45 in the morning. We had to get on the bus and get shuttled in. As we're pulling in, it's just so surreal and quiet and peaceful after a good night of partying and having a lot of fun with people that I really respect, like, and trust. And I'm like, where am I and why am I on this bus? And I'm thinking, man, this is really cool, but why is this, you know? And that's what I'm going to talk about as this progresses. And it was like nobody there, and I'm like, man, I thought this was a big deal where we're at, you know? So we start walking through, and we hit the main entrance where all of the other people are parking. I'm like, okay, now I'm getting it. I'm pulling in, and there's people everywhere, but they're so into it. They're all in the colors of the USA. And where I am, Kevin, read what this entrance says up front.
Welcome to the 41st Ryder Cup.
The Ryder Cup, every 2 years at Hazeltine Golf Course in Minnesota, was just beautiful. As I walk in, every blade of grass was just perfect. And I'm like, wow. Later, I found out this prestigious golf course, for the previous 6 months, the owners had to agree, if they were going to have them there, they had to have their caddy put a mat down to hit off of every time. Think about that put into perspective of what the power of this whole thing was all about. And I have pictures that we'll put on the show notes to help paint the picture. But and when I'm walking in, it's just so surreal. All these people coming in and kind of going to where they want to either camp out or have the golfers. But we wanted to go straight to the first tee, and most other people did as well. So by 7 o'clock, we're getting up there. And first, when I'm walking in, I could hear these chants: USA. USA. And as I kept walking, it kept getting louder and louder. And then it was like more synchronized. And by the time I get up to the first tee, it's just going bonkers. And this is 7:15 in the morning, man. These people, I heard later, had to be there at 4:30 in the morning to be able to get in the stands. And there was this tribe of USA people and Europe people. And if you don't know what the Ryder Cup's all about, it's the countries every 2 years. It goes USA and then it transfers to Europe. So you have the whole team thing with all your caddies and support system with the golfers that are singles and doubles and the whole works all working together. But by the time we got up to the first tee, there was no way we were getting in the stands, but it didn't matter. We were at an amazing experience with the people that professionals that I really liked and trust. And the chant that I just will never forget, I can just hear it going on right now, and I can put links to some videos I took, is the USA group or people, leaders in the stands in the morning would be, they have all these funny chants, but the best one was they would just start out by, "I believe," and then all in the audience. So, Kevin, I'm going to say it, and then you repeat, okay? "I believe.
I believe.
I believe that.
I believe that."
Silence. Dead silence. "I believe.
I believe.
I believe that.
I believe that.
I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win." 60,000 people going bonkers, minus a few, because this is in the USA, and there's still people that travel from Europe. So their whole chant was, "Ole, ole, 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 I believe that we will win, ole." And this whole the thing at before in the morning was an amazing party. But when you stepped up to the plate, it was dead silent. And when you stepped up to the plate, you were either for USA or you're for Europe. And you, all of the hoopla, so the golfers would come up to the first tee, USA would be in the USA gear, Europe would be in their gear, and it would change, and their caddy would be right there supporting them. And they would introduce them in this whole awesome, amazing party. But then the golfer would wave to the crowd, and 60,000 people would be dead silent. And you know, in the news, it was like all you could hear in the news was there was a couple crazy fans that were given grief. I never saw that once. What I saw is people totally passionate about what they're doing, supporting their team and supporting the golfers. But is this picture Dustin Johnson here waving to the crowd? That ball teed up, the caddy, the people, everybody around him, dead silence, and it's you. It's you walking up to that ball to hit it perfectly down the fairway every time with 60,000 people and 2 million people watching at home. Do you think they needed to have some good tools and some good caddies to live a full life perspective? Because if it went wrong, it'd go wrong quick, right, Kevin?
No pressure at all.
So have I started to paint the picture of what I was experiencing at the Ryder Cup that's going to tie into us helping our tribe go?
Absolutely.
So that's kind of what the art of construction and all these tools are for you, is that this picture is me standing in the Anderson tent looking out over all of the golfers coming down in a pivotal 16 hole that you had to hit about a 350-yard drive to make it to the elbow, and then par four, you had to go over the lake to get it to the green. So think about what's going through your head if you have to have that perfect drive, but then you're walking up to it. But yet behind you, the golfers would stop and they'd have the coaches, you know, Davis Love on the USA team, or people in the carts like Tiger Woods that are there to support you, your significant others behind you to talk with you as you're walking, you know, if you're a partner or all that stuff. But you had to get up to the club. You as the golfer have to hit that club. And that's the whole thing about this full life perspective, is that we're here to support you and push you. But man, you got to do it. And that's what we're going to push you for. So, Kevin, tell me about this slide here, kind of if I've got painted the picture right.
So you got a picture from Caddyshack, and you got Rodney Dangerfield standing there in his rainbow outfit with pink slacks on with a jumbo golf bag, not looking real professional. And then to the right, obviously, you have a picture of a golfer at the Ryder Cup getting ready to tee off. And just as he tees off, you can see that ball going straight, perfect, just like it should.
So if I painted the picture of what we're talking about, the full life perspective, which picture do you think I'm going down the channel on?
I think we're going down on that right-hand picture.
Yeah, so it's not the Joker, Caddyshack, having a cigarette where you got clubs that pop up and hit the ball for you on the putting green or TVs or things on that. The tools in our club are laser focused. They're the three wedges to know exactly which one, if you're a wedge guy or whatnot, to know what are the best clubs to have in your toolbox. And so that's what this whole thing's about. And the full life perspective is warning, warning, warning. This is adult content that's going to push you. So if you're looking for a Sunday breeze here, this is not the presentation or the show for you. Right now, I just got done going through the 10X rule with Grant Cardone. I highly recommend that if you want a year end to listen to that and kick you into 2017 or to push you into a full life perspective. First, you got to give credit where credit is due. So Greg Gebben, a college professor and business coach, my father-in-law, in 1989 got the Full Life Perspective content copyrighted and did this presentation, and it's been such an amazing process to have him challenge me, which I wanted to turn on the microphone and challenge you, the Art of Construction tribe, is to live the full life perspective. And this is not an infomercial show or you go on TV to say three easy payments of this, you're going to get that in 30 days. That, to me, that's all garbage. It's going to take a lot of time and a lot of money that we never have enough of. So the whole goal of this is to help you, give you tools to get you on the path to success. And Greg Gebben, when he gave me his whole packet of stuff, it was back in the day of, you know, slides on an overhead projector, and said, Devin, when he got this, he goes, Devin, I want you to take this and make it into a PowerPoint and bring it into the new age. And it's really cool in where we're at in the economy and all the, you know, millennials and all this stuff, of the whole transfer of enthusiasm that Greg Gebben has done to me that I want to do to you. So my whole thing is, you get what you give. And I really hope by me giving you this presentation, I challenge you to reach back out, and hopefully the Art of Construction can help us all grow our business. So Kevin, read the question up here.
Why do we get up in the morning? Well, I don't do mornings, but I really wake up to achieve. Which side do you want to choose?
It's pretty obvious which side you want to choose, right?
Absolutely.
But it's pretty obvious we've all had the times when we're laying in bed and say, I just don't want to get up in the morning. And it takes a lot of energy to lay there and say, poor, poor me. Why should I not get up? I want to, you know, I was up too late last night. I want to sleep in. I need the extra rest, blah, blah, blah. Stop thinking about it. Get up and wake to achieve, and you're going to get a lot more done. So, Kevin, read what the purpose of this seminar is in my mind.
It's to look at goal setting as an internal motivation device to motivate and challenge you on a continual basis. And the purpose of the seminar is to show you a goal setting technique that will give you a full life perspective.
So when I'm relentless about the FLP, this is what it's all about. So next, I'm going to have Kevin read some just reasons about why goals work.
Goals are a trigger device. It's a focusing device. It's a tool. Private.
Most people keep them private. Me, I wear my heart on my sleeve and I tell people what my goals are to help them, you achieve them. So think about certain things you can keep private, or maybe you only tell your wife or certain people about. But certain goals, I think if you tell your advisory council, they're going to hold you accountable for those. And people are scared about that.
A future orientation.
Time relationship chart is going to set that up.
A realistic approach.
What is the most important thing of how to do this?
The difference.
To me, it's all the difference, man. If you're only talking about it, it's very hard to have it come true. But if you document and set a goal, it's the difference maker. It's truly, when people ask, how have you grown your business so fast? It's the full life perspective that Greg Gebben taught me, and I'm pushing people around me to make the difference. Ask yourself, are you living a balanced life? So I'm going to go through and we're going to talk about the categories that we put together in the full life perspective. And we have tools that you can rate yourself and talk about, find the biggest pain and fix it and what you should work on. So Kevin, you read the categories and we put a fun quote to go along with each category that we built out into the full life perspective.
Special events. If you don't know where you are going, how do you expect to get there? Financial. This one step, choosing a goal and sticking to it, changes everything. Professional. The harder you work, the luckier you get. Family. Having somewhere to go is home. Having someone to love is family. Having both is a blessing. Physical. He who has health has hope, and he who has hope has everything. Spiritual. The glory that goes with wealth is fleeting and fragile. Virtue is a possession, glorious and eternal. Educational. People with goals succeed because they know where they're going. Social. What happens on social media stays on Google forever.
That spin of the new age? Think about that, you know? this whole social media thing is a whole new world to think about when you talk about social of the past, of back in the day, of social of the football team is putting your hand in the huddle. Well, now when you throw something on Google, it's a little different.
Absolutely.
So, what is success? Success is the progressive
realization
of your own
worthwhile predetermined goals.
So what are those? Do you know what those are?
You better.
We're going to help you figure it out. Kevin, what's going to happen?
Shit happens. So just flush it and move on.
Most people don't even get up in the morning, or they don't even start this thing because they're like, that's too hard. It's not. There's no way it's going to come true because this, excuse. Stop making excuses. Look yourself in the mirror and make yourself responsible. Kevin, tell me a percentage of what you think problems, if a percentage on how you should rate yourself and others on when things don't go right. On a 100% scale, if something doesn't go right, what is the percentage of problem why that happened between Kevin and Devin?
Pretty close to 100% on you.
Bingo. And a lot of people will say 50-50, you know, if I could have done this, that. If you change your mindset to say whatever problem occurs is 100% my fault, I know that's not the case, folks, but you got to think and you got to have your mentality that way. If you put your mentality that way, you're going to get through it. Just own it and live it, and shit will happen. So next thing I want you to read, Kevin, the averages of who actually, the percentage of who does what.
So 3% of people actually have written goals. 10% have mental goals. 60% have vague goals. And 27% have zero or no goals.
Think about that. Think. What do you think a competitive edge for you, the tribe on the Art of Construction, is?
You got to know where you're going.
And have written goals. Yeah. If only 3% of the people do that. This was the moment when Greg Gebbin said this to me. I was kind of like, there's a lot of just window and door companies out there that are all selling Anderson windows. And they're all just out quoting Anderson windows.
How do you be different?
Exactly. This is where it all started and why we're sitting in the studio AOC talking about this, because this forces us to talk about this and put a show out every 2 weeks. We had challenges getting ready for this show, right?
Yeah, we had a few issues.
But you know what? We are going to do a show come hell or high water. We're going to document and have written goals every 2 weeks for the Art of Construction. And we're holding ourselves accountable going forward. And I'm holding you the tribe accountable.
Well, and that's an important point at this juncture, because for those of you listening, this is not something that Devin and I planned for today. Devin obviously is working on and has been working on this FLP or full life perspective presentation, but we had no intention of doing this for the Art of Construction today. This was something that came up because shit did happen, and our guest had some technical problems, and we had some other things come up that were other technical problems, so here we are.
Control what you can control. I knew you and I were here, and we have to have a show, so here we go. And I wanted this to be done by the end of the year, so for one, whatever issue you have, look at a positive, and the glass is half full, so here we go. I have a Beetle Bailey cartoon up here that I want Kevin to read, and the first to paint the picture, the first slide is Beetle Bailey sitting at the bar with a big mug of beer with his hand held up high, and then the next one, read that, Kevin.
I'm Sergeant Orville Snorkel, and I'm staying right here watching TV and drinking beer.
And now the next slide is the bartender turning around looking at him with him kind of down and depressed with his head about ready to, looks like it's going to fall on his beer.
What was that all about? That's coming from the bartender. And Beetle Bailey says, every so often I like to ask myself who I am, where I'm going, and what should I do with the rest of my life?
Isn't that most of the world, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to sit here and watch the football game and drink my beer and drown my problems and my sorrows instead of getting out and making shit happen.
Absolutely.
So take massive action. If you don't know what massive action is, read the 10X rule. You'll know after that. So the next thing is how to set goals. This is kind of the bullet points of how I will go through with tools Kevin, read it, and I'll expand.
Okay, the first thing is personal situation analysis. Sounds kind of military, but it's pretty important.
Look yourself in the mirror. Find the biggest pain and fix it. And surround yourself around good people that you like and trust to hold yourself and other people accountable. It's been amazing to me how when I really opened up what my problems and what I do right, how much I can help people and how much people can help me.
Dream list. Create a dream list.
What do you want to achieve? Write it all down. Just take the time. Dream, dream, dream. Dream big. Dream super big. 10X rule. And then we'll document how this all works to get to the finish line.
And there's something important about that, too, to just as a segue. And that is to think about your kids or friends of yours that have kids that are below probably age 5, because they don't forget to dream. Once you get above a certain point and all of a sudden social aspects of life become more important to us as humans, we kind of throw that out the window. So that's the reason to keep that dream list and create it. So listen to your kids.
Cool. Next one, Kevin.
Categorize and prioritize.
So you can dream, 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 and you got to keep dreaming because you can lose touch of what's the important thing. But you better figure out how to channel, categorize, and prioritize what the most important thing is, because what are the two things we never have enough of?
Time and money. Develop written plans.
We're going to show you how. But first, you got to listen and reach out to us.
Establish time frames.
It's amazing what the time relationship chart shows you, how little of time on certain parts if you're going to do this, or how much time you have in certain parts. As Greg Gevin told me, Devin, you got 30 years to invest. You don't need to do every project right now. Do the best projects over time to have the best results. But if you don't get started now, you're never going to get there.
Set rewards.
Back to the dreams. I think that's where us as adults really can pull those dreams with rewards. My daughter, who's a 2-year-old, her dream list and what rewards she wants are very different than the dream list and the rewards I want. But I think you got to look each other in the mirror and say, what's right and wrong on both of those, and learn a lot from our kids. We got to teach our kids, but we got to learn from our kids.
Oh, absolutely. And that setting rewards sometimes as adults is one of those things that you take off the list. It's like kind of scratched off, but you need to keep that in there.
So the next thing with the goals are the key areas for us to work on. So Kevin, read the key areas.
Career.
You know, I started in this industry with a job, working for the big behemoth, and learned through that job that I was an information entrepreneur at heart. And it's taken me 15 years to be successful overnight, to say, how do you have the best showroom in the nation with Anderson and get the Window and Door Magazine Award? That's been 15 years, but I understood what I wanted my career to be. And then now I have so many more people that are building a career with me, and we're having so much more fun.
And then children.
Man, that's a game changer. And right now in today's world with these millennials that just want to travel the world and live in a tiny house, wait till you have kids. That's a game changer. And I think that's a pivotal moment for us, people that have kids, to help understand and mold and blend all that together. And that's what this does.
College financial planning.
I'm going to talk more about this over time, but the college financial planning part, one of the favorite things is you learn by doing, and hearing stories over time is that when my father-in-law, Greg Gevin, did this presentation to paint the picture, he's a big antique guy. So in his office down at Turkey Toe, where we have a retreat center that's part of Mountain View, and I can't wait to take people down there and do this presentation and hold us all accountable, but there's an old antique roll-top desk that has, on the corner, has a the you pull out for an extension on the desk. And when you pull that out, it has the original Full Life Perspective on there that he's wrote on and made changes over the years. And the coolest thing about that is my wife, we did this presentation at the for our church, and there's different couples in there. And when my wife kind of helped me do this together, she said, the whole thing about the time relationship chart, it was so much fun. The fun part, we'll talk about that, but I grew up, it just said, here's the years I'm going to college. And from the first day on, and it was never should I or shouldn't I, it was the Full Life Perspective on the time relationship chart showed what years I was going to college, and it also showed what years they had to have college paid for. Now, Greg Gevin is relentless. He made them sign a contract that A's and B's, but if you got a C, you had to pay it back, and a full plan, that's another day. But my whole point of college financial planning, if that's something you want to have children and you want your kids to go to college, damn it, you better have the money, and but you want them to go to college and get something out of it too. So I think that's a very key area.
Retirement financial planning.
It's the first thing everybody puts on the time relationship chart. Every time I put this in front of somebody, the first thing they do, and it keeps getting younger and younger when we say we're going to work longer and longer. I find it very interesting when people write retire on that. Presentation again at the church, the couple on one side on the left, I hear him write down retire like everyone does, you know, talking for a little bit. And then he goes, we better sell our house and downsize because we're not going to have enough money to be able to retire when we both want to retire. Think about that discussion they're having by writing things down. On the other side of it is a really young couple that just had their first baby, and she's in nursing school. And she says, here's when I'm going to get my degree in nursing school. And then she writes down, well, this is when I want to get my PhD to be a doctor. And her husband looked at her, they just got married, and said, you want to be a doctor?
Woo! Newsflash.
So the whole thing, what we do to put all these key areas together is what we call the life audit. And the life audit has a whole list of questions that I can give you, we can work on together. But the whole point is questions to create dialogue and conversation. So what I love to do when I first did this is my wife grew up into this culture, so she's been through it a bunch. But I had never asked myself a lot of these questions. So what I went through is answered every question, then scheduled a family meeting after I asked my wife to answer all those questions. And we met and discussed the answers to those questions. Do you think there was some important dialogue of conversation from what we wrote down there? So, Kevin, just read a couple of those questions from the life audit to create inspiration.
Well, at the very top is, what are my short-term career goals and what are my spouse's? What do I want to be 1 year from now, 5 years from now, etc.? And what promotions do I want and when do I want them? What are my long-term career goals and what are those of my spouse? What educational requirements are needed? When does that take place? What's it going to cost?
So you get the point.
Yeah.
This is just one section of all those questions, but don't you think you should ask yourself and your wife ask herself or your significant other or anybody important people around you? I'm going to challenge you as my sales manager at Mountain View Window and Door to ask every one of your sales reps these questions, have them answer it, and then on your monthly one-on-one, you guys
Absolutely,
meet and discuss those. It's going to create a lot of dialogue to say, where do you want to go with this thing? And what that does is creates a career. Because that's what we want, all of us, right? We want to live a full life perspective. How do we all do that together? But man, don't ever give up.
I love that picture. That's, you'll see on the show notes, that's the picture of the frog inside the bird's mouth, you know, and it's one of those things that may look...
And he's strangling the neck
exactly,
so he can't have it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like you might be going down, but you better do what you can to survive there. So,
so the next thing is I'm going to just talk briefly about it, and this is my call to action if you want to sign up for the Art of Construction webinar series that we're working on, that we're going to actually go through and fill this out and provide you with the time relationship chart. But basically, what the time relationship chart, we're going to go through what it does.
So the first thing is the big picture.
If you see the whole thing laid out in front of you in a perfect world, how you want it all to go. People that are pessimistic about when I do this presentation, they're like, well, if I write everything down and it doesn't happen, what I said, it won't happen. I can guarantee you it won't happen the way you want it to go. Then you can make changes and you can make changes to still get where you want to go. It's like when I do the presentation, people that are quote unquote older in age are like, I don't want to do this because I don't have enough time. Well, you have less time than a 20-year-old, but you still have time. What's the best way to use that time?
Well, and that's a common denominator with what we always talk about on the show for growing your business, which is to have systems and procedures in place so that you can work it. This is the same concept, same idea, as tough as it may seem initially. When you have it all laid out like you're describing and it doesn't work out exactly, you can navigate, whereas otherwise you're just spinning in the wind. So the next is potential big problems.
Back to you'd never have enough time and money. Well, when you lay it out there, you figure out those big problems. When you give it to your wife and they say, I want to retire in 10 years or I want to have a PhD, well, then you can create massive action and corrective action to that.
Right. Stimulate thought.
This is my favorite part about this whole thing.
It
just forces you to think about it, that people just wing it, you know, back to the 3% written goals.
Involve family. put
it out
there.
Have you ever seen families kind of go chaotic or sideways? Do you think this would help pull it all back together?
The example that you described, although it sounded like they were being constructive about it, is you got the husband and wife where one is saying, I'm going to become a PhD, and the other doesn't even know anything about it. That's usually a potential problem that may not go over so well. So,
well, she's a millennial, and that's where that's with millennials. I love talking to them about this because they're not thinking about kids, college, retirement. They're thinking about, I want to see the world, and I'm going to switch jobs every 6 months and that kind of stuff. So it's thinking about involve your family, because I think that's a big frustration right now with baby boomers or all over these millennials. Millennials creating all this debt from college, and how is this ever going to work?
Right.
Well, it's going to work. Certain people are going to rise and certain people are going to fall. But if you surround yourself, when we're always talking about the advisory council, family and professionals, you have a much better chance to ride the train uphill instead of down.
Absolutely. Time awareness.
The thing about this is so cool is that everyone has, I have so little time, never have enough time. Well, you also have a full life ahead of you too, if you can hit all those categories and have your health and have money and have all that stuff. There is a lot of time, and lay it out what the most important thing to achieve. And that's where right now in budget season, it's kind of like it's this massive action as we got to keep blowing the budget and, you know, the expenses and the costs. Well, we got to also think about what we achieve this year and next year and how you continually with that time awareness pull it all together. And that's something that's really good for me on the opposite end, because I want to have so much happen right now. Some things take time, and you got to let that cog build and just keep it rolling.
Written goals again, balance, enhancing performance.
So all those things, this is what pulls it all together. That's something you can take to the business bank. So from all of that stuff that you've done on the life audit and all the conversation, this is the tool that it sits on my desk that I can look at and forces me to say, hold the magnifying glass close. Well, what if I've done all this hard work on the time relationship chart? This helps you force where you should spend your time and energy.
And continual motivation.
We all need it, and if someone needs a dose of it, I'm happy to push them.
There you go.
Right, Kevin?
Absolutely.
Like I said, we will not be putting the time relationship chart on the show notes, because we're making you reach back out to us to give you this critical tool. So the way I highly recommend you doing this is, when you get the Full Life Perspective, is to do it through the electronic portal that we've put up, but then print it and write on it and adjust it and hold yourself accountable. And I think it's a big thing, today's technology, and I'm going to talk more about technology tools, but there's still that pick up the phone and call somebody, or get out that pen and paper and write down sometimes. So I think it's important to put all the stuff together. The analogy that really set home to me is that, you know, you have a really, really good plan. You have the best plan. This Full Life Perspective is going to work. And you start walking down the hallway, and you know what? Doors are going to open. And if they open and they make sense, take it. And then you know what's going to happen sometimes? You open up that door, it's going to get slammed in your face. But then you keep going back down that original hallway and find a door. So you just keep relentless about massive action. Go take it. So this article I thought was kind of fun, when it's seven powerful reasons why you should write things down. Kevin, you want to read those?
If your memory is anything like mine, it's a leaking bucket there. Ideas don't stay for long. Written goals are very important to remind yourself of what to focus on. Unloading your mental RAM, just like a computer. You know, you got to clean out the cache every once in a while. Provides clear thinking. Get to know yourself and your life better, and improve long-term focus on what is really important to you. And read.
Read. If you want to talk about a penny drop moment, it was reading. And my father-in-law, Greg Gebbin, was the one that I have to thank for pushing me over the edge, because he said, his first question is, are you a reader? And I'm like, oh, I kind of like magazines, and, you know, I'm kind of reading Facebook on the fly. And he's like, that's not reading. You don't get anything out of that kind of stuff. So then I started reading, and I loved reading. And when I read a book, he taught me how you highlight all the stuff, and I'm challenging you on the tribe. So, you know, people that we've worked and given you the E-Myth Revisited, to, you know, highlight that stuff, write it down, send it around. And the thing about, when the more you learn about successful people, they read a ton.
Absolutely.
And they're always looking for that golden nugget in that book to take to the business bank. And then me as a big technology guy, I'm saying, how can I read, but also how can I read that much more with not having enough time or enough money? And this ties into where I think podcasting is the future, as well as Audible. Amazon has bought Audible. It's a low cost way, and I love it. I went from not being a reader to I probably get another 4 books a month done with, of course, I always listen to The Art of Construction first, but then now my juices are flowing because I'm jazzed from that and other podcasts, and then I can pull on the books. And it's so great on Audible how it keeps track of all the books. You can share them, and we can all work together through Audible.
Yeah, and by the way, you do get extra credit when you listen to The Art of Construction. Just want everybody to know that. So.
Yep. So book references, just a few that we're always talking about, some late ones that I've done recently. Kevin, you want to read the books and the author?
Start with Why, Simon Sinek.
So Simon Sinek is the one I would definitely start with. If you don't know your why, it's really hard to build from. And this was something that I did not understand from my first business coach that just sent me the 5-minute TED talk. And I was kind of, it's cool, but I don't get it. That's where you have to go into the full book. And it's, 7 hours of awesome stuff. And after that, I got my why a lot more. And that's where you also want the team of people around you to understand that, so you're all working on that common why.
The Magic of Thinking Big, David Schwartz.
It's another perspective of definitely how not having enough time and money, how big you have to think and what you need to put in your time relationship chart to make things really come true that you really want to have come true.
Extreme Ownership. How the U.S. Navy SEALs Lead and Win, Jocko Willink.
And Leif Babin.
Yeah.
So two Navy SEALs that were in the Battle of Iraq. And the thing that I love about Audible and audiobooks is all these books that I put up there are the authors reading them. And they'll add things that the editors, they constantly are talking about. Well, the editor made us cut this out because it's not going to make the U.S. best, blah, blah, blah. You know, whatever reason. But this one, Jocko is a hardcore Navy guy, and how he reads it. So Jocko and Leif will talk about the battle in Iraq, and then now they're business coaches, and they'll talk about the battle in business, and at the end they'll tie it all together.
Pretty cool.
So to me, it was like being in the battle of in Iraq, but then in the boardroom. I got so much cool stuff out of that keeps me jazzed. So people say, Devin, how do you have so much energy and push and all this stuff? This is where my inspiration comes from.
And then, of course, The E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber, which we've talked about a lot on Art of Construction. And there's several versions in all different categories. We've talked about the E-Myth Architect, et cetera, the E-Myth Contractor, and so on. But, it all started from The E-Myth and then The E-Myth Revisited, so... A lot of good stuff.
And what do we do if you leave a review on iTunes and then go to the message board and send us an email stating you left the review on iTunes?
We'll give away a free copy of the book. And we've done quite a bit of that, so keep it coming.
So, and if you have The E-Myth Revisited, and if you're listening to this show and one of the others inspire you, tell us you'd rather have one of those other books, and we're happy to supply you with a book to grow your business. Podcasts. I should put this first, especially on this presentation, because podcasts are number one, which we're the number one podcast for contractors and architects to grow their business. But but those books, the books is what led me to podcasts. And I think it's also, I used to be a big sports radio guy. And as I did a time analysis and said, I love sports. I'm passionate about sports. But what is me learning about the Bronco receiver on their new contract and their next game going to do to grow me in my business?
Yeah, unless you're working for ESPN on the front desk, it's not going to really get you too much benefit in your daily business.
So that goes back to your personal awareness. So I did that, and that's where talking about being obsessive, I didn't go just listen to podcasts. I built the best one for my ideal customers, which is pretty cool. So if you don't know what podcasts are, I think that's kind of a obvious thing because you're listening to the podcast. But my challenge to you is tell someone else about a podcast. Tell someone about The Art of Construction if they're a contractor, an architect, because Kevin and I put a lot of work into strategically putting all this together to give you the stuff that we think is the most useful. And back to not having enough time and money, you do have to drive from point A to point B. So that goes back to podcasts and audio. And for me, one of my biggest things I wanted to work on is my health. So tying it all together, I get to the gym and I listen with my Bluetooth headphones to audio and podcasts. And while I'm doing that, I can take notes on my phone that I emailed myself, and I would be happy to pass those around with you guys. So tying the book and the podcast all together and previous shows, tell us about this book.
Well, this is one close to the vest here, obviously, and that's a book entitled Refining Moments, Shaping Your Success and Setbacks into Significance, by Greg Hernandez, who we've talked about a lot on The Art of Construction. So
listen to his show, and he's also a business coach and a big part of helping Mountain View. And I think it's really cool to say, for me, two of my mentors, and I challenge you to find your mentors and advisory council. For me, it's Greg and Greg.
I have Greg and Greg
that gave me the full life perspective and taught me refining moments. And now I'm working with Greg and Greg, pulling all that stuff together for me to kind of be the face or leader going forward to develop these presentations. But man, I'm learning so much from these guys, and I challenge you to do the same. Take notes when you're listening to podcasts, or it's really hard to go to the show notes at a certain time, but make that a time awareness thing to really take this podcast to the next level, putting all that stuff together by listening to the audiobook, reading books, and then paint the picture about this slide to our audience, Kevin.
Well, this is a copy of Tying It All Together, talking about the refining moments, an ordinary guy with extraordinary results. Looking at the show notes page of The Art of Construction, our interview with Greg, and then referring it back to his book and the show notes from The Art of Construction.
So all books and big leaders, they always say, give me the cliff notes, give me that one golden nugget. Well, if you go to our website,
here's the
golden nuggets of every podcast that you can go through and see what hits home to you. So just one slide on something Greg Hernandez is bringing to the Mountain View family. So Kevin, read the A plus B plus C equals DE.
So authenticity, balance, plus collaboration equals desired results with employee engagement.
Do any of you contractors and architects out there have challenges with getting the right desired results and the right amount of employees?
Absolutely.
Well, that's what you do. The only constant is change, folks. So here's some kind of bullet points I want Kevin to read and we can expand on.
Cultural contradictions have crippled the great American middle class. Is the middle class where you want to be? Anything that starts with middle is not good enough. Is Sunday a day of rest for you?
So I grew up thinking middle class, that's the place to be. That's where I want to be. But there's analysis now that say the middle class starts at $30,000 a year, and you're not going to make a great living at $30,000 a year. My point is anything average or middle, if that's where you say you're good and want to be, that's where you're going to be. So that's where you got to push yourself to take massive action and push to be. When people ask me, Devin, what do you want to be? I want to be the information entrepreneur, to be the face for the supply chain industry in the construction world. I want to be the best. I want to be the top of that. How do you do that? What do you want to be? What's the best that you want to be? And do you think you could achieve that a little bit faster if you did a little bit more on Sundays?
Probably.
I take that part. You do have to turn it on and turn it off, right? And it's important. And that's something that I've been working on, is I've had so much tenacity with these books and stuff. It's, you got to make sure happy wife, happy life too, and go full force on your family and other things too, not just business or what thing you really are gravitated to. You really got to hit all those categories of the full life perspective. And if you are listening and you are an entrepreneur at heart and you want to run your own small business, Kevin, explain these two slides that have really resonated with me over the years.
So the headline is Small Business is Not Government Work. And on the left, you have a picture again of Rodney Dangerfield. It says business ownership don't get any respect. And on the right, it says good enough for government work, which is, you know, the paving line or the striping line on the pavement is kind of goes around a tree instead of moving the tree.
It paints the picture,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's it.
So back to hold the magnifying glass close. So things to take away is gather your family and friends in your advisory council and hold each other accountable. Kevin, how do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
Do elephants bite?
I don't think I'd want to find out.
Elephants don't bite. They would just
strangle you.
Yeah. Do mosquitoes bite?
Yeah.
Are mosquitoes a little bit smaller than an elephant?
Just a tad.
So the parallel to that is the little things will get you. They say the devil's in the detail. A bunch of mosquitoes will really knock you down over time. And an elephant is really hard to eat. So you got to keep taking those bites out of that elephant. And the point is you got to work on both. You got to take massive action and look at your big, where you draw a line down the time relationship chart. But along the way, you got to understand the devil's in the details. And that's the part that I think we all struggle with, right?
No question.
So Kevin, you're in here recording this saying, okay, Devin's going to push me with doing the time, all these other meetings and classes for me to grow me and my family's business. But this time you're taking here, your phone's blowing up with people out in the field. So it's managing both of those expectations, right?
Absolutely is.
So at the end of the day, it's all about commitment.
So commitment is the glue that bonds you to your goals. Jill Koenig.
So you got to have commitment. And if you don't have commitment, you got to look yourself in the mirror and say, you know, what am I doing? Why don't I have the commitment? And make the change and use people around you to support you. But at the end of the day, a dream is just a dream. A goal is a dream with a plan and a deadline. Harvey McKay. So that's the Full Life Perspective. Hopefully I've inspired and challenged you guys to want to reach out and get more involved with the Art of Construction. As the first of the year, we're going to be having a whole new relaunch on the website, adding videos and webinars and more things to help you grow your business. Kevin, are you inspired and excited for my presentation this week?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and I welcome your feedback as we grow our business, and the Art of Construction is hopefully a very valuable tool in your toolbox.
You have been listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed for contractors and architects to help grow your business. To listen to more, please go to www.mtnview.us and click on the podcast tab. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, and thanks for listening.